Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Our topic, the truth about judging as a part of the church. Again, the truth about judging as part of the church. Amen. Our devotional reading is coming from Matthew chapter 7, 1 through 5. It reads as following: Judge not that ye not be judged, but with the judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you again. And why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, the beam is at thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote in thy brother's eye. Father, we just thank you and we magnify you and glorify your mighty name on this morning. We seek nothing but the truth, Father, the understanding that surpasses all understanding. Oh God, we just thank you, Father, for giving us this understanding. We thank you, Father, for allowing someone to hear the truth. Oh God, we just magnify your holy name. We lift you up, Father, as the one, the only God, Father, that is able to give this truth. Father, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you for allowing me to borrow your ears for a minute. Amen. And we just thank you for tuning in. Amen. We have heard many discussions on judging one another. And basically, this is the scripture people use to help them say that they don't supposed to be judged. Amen. Amen. But most of the people that use this scripture have not used this scripture correctly. They are not reading the scripture correctly. They are not interpreting the scripture correctly. The word here for judge is krino. Amen. Amen. And it's talking preferably pertaining to the law. Amen. Particularly in judging people, you have to note one or two things on judging a person. First of all, whether or not this person is a Christian or not. That's the first thing you have to determine. Secondly, if this person is a Christian or a brethren, amen, what is his sin? Amen. Second of all, amen, you have to know that in order to be able to judge righteously. Amen. So let me just go over this scripture to give some understanding and some clarity. It says, judge not that ye be not judged. See, that's where people just stop. They stop, they don't want to read no more because that's their defense mechanism. That's what I'm going to use to get you off me. Amen. Amen. So that you won't be focused on me. Amen. That's what I'm going to use. Amen. So they don't read no more of this. But let me go ahead and read some more of this. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye shall measure, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote in thy brother's eye, but consider it not the beam in thy own eye? Amen. You have to understand he's talking to the Pharisees, amen. And he knew pertaining to what the Pharisees was thinking. Amen. So this is basically what he was telling the Pharisees. And verse 4 says this, of how wilt thou say unto thou brother, let me, amen, amen, pull the mote out of thy eye, and behold, the beam is in thy own eye. And then he says in the verse 5, thou hypocrite. Amen. All right. So let's do this here. First of all, he's saying this. If you're not dealt with yourself, you have no responsibility of dealing with somebody else. Amen. Because the scripture clearly say here, amen, let's just start off like this. What it don't say is that you can't judge, but what it clearly say that you cannot judge hypocritically. The word hypocrite is an interesting word because the word hypocrite is where we get our word actor from. Amen. A hypocrite is mainly an actor, one who is putting on a role. Amen. 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 So they be acting. Amen. Amen. So he's saying that you need to deal with the beam in your eye before you pull out the mote in your eye. Let me just show you. He didn't say that you couldn't judge. Let me show you in verse 5. He calls them a hypocrite. So they didn't want to deal with them on their own self. He said, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye. Out of thy own eye. He said, first, if there's a first, there have to be a second. He said, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shall thou see clearly. you will be able to see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy own brother's eye. Amen. And once you deal with yourself, then he said, come back, and then you can deal with your brothers. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the things that I realize about people today, especially people that don't have right intentions toward the Word of God, they tend to use the Word of God for their own discretions. Amen. Amen. Not only just to clarify things, but to cover up things. Amen. So we know that this is not telling us not to judge. Amen. Matthew gives an explanation of what he's talking about. Mostly Mark and Luke just say their things right on, but they saying the same thing, but Matthew clarifies his a little bit more. So let me just take you to some more texts, amen. Amen. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians, amen. 1 Corinthians, hallelujah. We're going to hit 1 Corinthians right quick so that we can get some better clarification of what I'm talking about here. Let's go to chapter 6 of chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians. We're going to go to chapter 5. I'm sorry. Chapter 5. Now, listen. Paul gives the concrete laws for determining this thing. Amen. Chapter 5, the scripture says in verse, we're going to start at verse 9. It says, I wrote to you, to this epistle, not to accompany with fornicators, yet not altogether with fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with the idolaters, for then must ye need go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man is called a brother, be a fornicator, a covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or extortioner, with such a one, know not to eat. Now listen to what he's saying. Listen to what he's saying here. He said, for what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Talking about without the church. Do not ye judge them that are within. Amen. He's talking about within the church. Amen. But them that are without, God judges. So those people that are outside the church, that's not Christians, God judges them. But he says here, therefore put away from among yourself the wicked person. So we know that God judges the people that are outside the church. And we judge the people that are inside the church. Amen. Amen. That's what Paul is saying here. Amen. That's what he is saying. Amen. All right. Now, scripture says this. They had a problem in the church, and this is how Paul answers the problem. We're going to go to the same chapter, verse chapter 5. We're going to go back up to the first chapter. to the first verse. It says, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication that is not such as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And ye are puffed up in heaven, not another, not rather more, and that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I verily, as absent in the body, but present in spirit, have judged already. And though I were present concerning him that has so done this deed, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when ye are gathered together, and my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he says this. He said, I'm not with you, but I already judged this man. Amen. I'm not with you, but he's in the church. I already judged this man. He's guilty. He's guilty. Amen, for this account. And the reason why he can say that is because the scripture clearly says, tells us not to fornicate. Amen. So he righteously judged this man according to the law. Amen. So this is what the outcome was in verse 5. He said to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh and of the spirit, that may say in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The way that they do it is by kicking them out to church and doing what they did when we just got through reading. They don't keep no company with them. They don't talk to them. They don't associate with them. They don't do anything with them. Amen. And this is the way that they condemn them. Amen. Amen, amen. So Paul judged the individual that was in the church because he know that's our right. We supposed to judge one another. That's how we keep one another in line. Amen. That's the reason why the Bible says, tell your sin one to another. Amen. Can I get a witness here? Maybe someone in the church can give you counsel. Maybe someone in the church can help you. Amen. Can I get a witness here? But we are so in tune with people coming up with all these defense mechanisms for people to stay out of our business. Amen. Amen. We falling victim anyway. Amen. To all these other things, amen, that's in this life, because we do not choose any help from anyone. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us to judge. Amen. You have to read the scripture in context. Amen. There is a way to judge and a way not to judge. There's a time to judge and a time not to judge. Amen. You have to read the scripture in context. Amen. On that note, when we close the scripture, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Amen. If you don't mind, we're going to explain to you why we as the church judge one another. We judge one another, but yet we cannot judge those who are outside the church or that are not Christians. Amen. So take note on that. Amen. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm starting at verse 12. the scripture says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, this is important for us to understand concerning judging, amen, that we may understand why is it necessary, why is we given that right to judge one another as Christians, amen, because we have the gift of God, not the outsiders, but we have this gift, been given these freely gifts. Amen. Verse 13 said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, compares spiritual things with spiritual. Spiritual with spiritual, not spiritual with worldly. Amen. You can't get spiritual out of worldly. You can't get worldly out of spiritual. Amen, amen. But, verse 14, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. That word receiveth means accept. It means that the natural man accept not the things of the Spirit of God. He can't accept them. Amen. We're talking about the flesh, the natural man. He said, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them. He can't even know them. Amen. Because they are spiritually discerned. That's the word for judge. The word discern. They are spiritually discerned, spiritually judged, spiritually diacrinal. Amen. Spiritually diacrinal. Amen. Okay. He says, but, verse 15, but he that is spiritually judgeth all things. Okay? Let me read that over for you. He that is spiritual judgeth all things. Amen. That's where judgeth is discerned all things. He that is spiritual distinguish from good and evil all things. The natural man cannot do this. Amen. He said that, but he that is spiritual, the Christian can do this. Amen. Because he's spiritual. He has to be of age to be able to partake in this and to understand, amen, the responsibility in doing this. Amen. Because this is a daily life situation. Amen. We do this on a daily basis. Amen. To be able to know what people we are dealing with. Amen. Can I get a witness here? He said, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man, because the natural man cannot judge the spirit. The spirit judges the natural. Oh, God, hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Amen. He says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Can somebody here understand the mind of the Lord that they may be instructed of the doctrine of Christ? Hallelujah, that you may be able to have some understanding if you are a spiritual Christian, amen, amen. If you have shown some perfection, maturity in which the word perfection means. As a Christian, the Bible says, amen, that you have his instruction, meaning his doctrine, oh God, because you have the mind of Christ, hallelujah, that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. We have this mind to be able to understand that God gave us this ability to be able to judge one another so that we could stay out of trouble, amen, so that we could know when the evil one is coming, amen. He gave us this ability to judge, amen, so that we could help one another, amen. Can I get a witness here? So we can give them instruction, amen, to be able to recognize their sin, understand their sin, and how to get out of their sin, amen. Hallelujah. He gave us this instruction, amen, so that we can be able, amen, to lead by his instruction, amen, the world unto his bosom. Hallelujah. Oh God, we distinguish from good and evil. We don't have the authority to condemn another. Only God could condemn someone, but God gave us freely the ability and the understanding, church, to be able to distinguish the good of a man and the evil of a man, and to choose what we're going to follow. And it's only one thing that we could follow, and that is good, the truth that surpasses all understanding.